Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Tim Irwin, 14-year member of our Brain Trust, licensed psychologist, author of Extraordinary Influence. That's the last book. I think that's his last one. Impact, Great Leadership Changes Everything. Folks, that book is all about what we're talking about right now, and many others. Tim, is this a new one, Extraordinary Influence?
That's the latest. Got a new one in the works. But Extraordinary Influence, How to Bring Out the Best in Others is the latest.
Speaking of that thought, I was thinking of a friend of mine who years ago, he was a client also, and when I had my consulting company, we were talking about his staff, his team, his bench of leaders, his bench of managers, and we were talking about one individual. And I said, well, what about him? He said, and the guy says, well, he wants to be a leader, but he can't get anybody to follow him. and what makes someone follow you? What makes a child or a teenager, you know, follow you when you're not cool, a cool dad, or what makes a customer be attracted to your company? I love what Napoleon is alleged to have said. He said, a soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon. He means an ideal, an example, somebody who demonstrates something that you can't hold. It binds people together more than anything you could build physically, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and you raised a really excellent point, because why will somebody follow another person? And there are a lot of reasons, but I think one of the most compelling reasons is when a person senses that you care about them, you care about their well-being, and you want them to be successful. And I think that's one of the most important things a leader can do, is to say, look, you know, we've got a job to do here. I think you're capable, and I believe you can make a great contribution. And I think that's really important. But you know, the flip side of that too is, we talked about courageous leaders, and I think sometimes being willing to tell a person that their performance in their job is not adequate. In other words, I think that's an equally important thing, is to be somebody who's willing to be authentic and candid and direct, and to say, you need to get better at what you're doing if you want to continue to work here.
In a way that convinces them that while you're giving them this critique, you also believe that if you improve, they will redeem you, that whatever was passed, it'll be history, and they'll move forward with you, right? That's that ideal.
I did a research study in my last book where I asked about 50 CEOs the most important thing that they had learned from some boss, and they said, you know, I had bosses that were really tough on me. I mean, they were hard, but you know, I never lacked a doubt, even for a second, that they were for me.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be tough on people, but they need to know that you really care about them and their best interests. And that was I heard that over and over. And these were CEOs of huge companies.
And I bet if you asked them to spell it out a little more, and you probably did, part of what they were saying was that the person was also consistent. In other words, if they felt a certain way about you, they did the same thing to another person. They talked, they treated the other person the same way. And a year later, you know, they were consistent with whatever their standards were. Those were consistent. I think that's an important thing for leaders, which means that even if the truth doesn't suit you, you still have to be devoted to the truth. What do you think?
Right. Yeah. And I think you're right. I think consistency is really important. And I think bosses have to remain consistent in terms of what they expect from others, being really clear about their expectations. And sometimes we're not. Sometimes people just say, well, go get the job done. Well, that's not enough. I mean, you've got to convey exactly what that looks like and what qualifies as being as a job doing well. A lot of times leaders won't do that.
And you know, this balance between like and respect, you know, true leaders hope you like them, but they really respect is what drives them, because you know.
Well, exactly. And
go ahead.
I find that one reason leadership is in short supply is so many people need to be liked. In other words, being liked by others is more important than being respected. They're also conflict avoidant. That's a huge problem in our society. They're not willing to take things on and assert an opinion that's contrary to the prevailing view. And, you know, I think, Jim, that our country, I think we're facing some dark times if we don't, if we're not willing to push through some of these uncomfortable feelings and begin to speak out.
You know, well, don't you think we have to demand it of ourselves, what you just said, and then demand it of those that we send to represent us, wherever that may be.
No question. Yeah, people are afraid. They, you know, they're being forced into conformity. And there's a first century writer who says, "Don't let culture squeeze you into its own mold."
Mm-hmm.
Because we need to be setting the course ourselves and not being squeezed into some kind of thing that other groups insist that we might be.
Hey, Tim, I gotta wrap it up. Give us the website, please.
DrTimIrwin.com.
And that's with Irwin with an I. Hey, Tim, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. It's great being with you.
Dr. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.